Okay, today's daf is Yud Bet. We'll start with Rufuah Shlemo, Tavara Badina, Oz Avram Shimon Ben Chana, Karmit Banim, Orly Panina Bat Rachel Frida, Chaya Malka Esther Bat Zipora, Daniel Ben Mirim Chaya Rut, Yosef Ben Rachel, Leah Bat Rivka. Rufuah Shlemo. Okay, today what we're going to do is, if you remember, we saw, before I get to the main part, okay, I'll give you a background before. Let's finish up. We'll finish up the sugya of hatofes lebal chov b'mkom shechav l'acher. Remember, they tried to learn from our Mishnah that if you're tofes lebal chov, if you take someone owes money to someone else, and a third person comes along and grabs that money, you're tofes, it's kone, but not in the case where it's chav l'acher, where it causes a loss for other people. Like, maybe I don't have enough money, and therefore if they take it for me, for someone else, then there's going to be other people that won't get their money back. So therefore, it's a chovat acherim. So that's what we saw, this whole discussion between the rabbis and the Rebbe Yirmiyahu wakes up and says, what are you talking about? It's not in a case for chav l'acherim. So now we're going to start six lines from the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Bet. We're going to finish up this, and then the rest of today's sugya is going to be about a different issue. Amar Rav Chisda, Hatofes lebal chov b'mkom shechav l'acherim, banu l'machloket Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbanan. Now he's telling us that there's actually a machloket about it. Okay, so Rabbi Yirmiyahu was very clear cut about it. What does he say? It's really a machloket Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbanan, ditnan. Where do we see this? There's a Mishnah. Misha liketet ha-pe'ah. Somebody collects the pe'ah. Remember, the pe'ah is the corner of the field that we leave over to the poor people. Somebody takes the pe'ah. V'amar harezo leploni ani. And he says, this pe'ah is going to so-and-so. Okay, now what's he basically doing? He's tofes lebal chov, so to speak. The ani is almost a bal chov, right? Or, right, magia lo, to get this money. On the other hand, it's causing a loss for any other potential poor people who can come and get that corner of the field. Because if he takes it, then no other poor person's going to get it. So a third party comes along, right? Now there's the owner of the field, there's a random person, and there's a poor person. The random person comes and says, I'm going to take this pe'ah for the poor guy, for this poor person. Okay? So, Rabbi Lezer Amar Zachalo, he can be zoche. So what are we assuming? Why can he be zoche for the other person? Because atofes lebal chov, even b'kom shechav l'acherim, is kone. And chachamim omrim, yitnena la'ani hanimtza rishon. He gives it to the first poor person he finds, because what he did doesn't count. The fact that he was tofes, because what do Chachamim say? According to, again, this is Rav Chisda's understanding. We're going to reject this in a minute. But according to Rav Chisda, why does it not work? Because he's tofes lebal chov b'mkom shechav l'acherim, and therefore that property belongs to the first ani who comes along, basically. He can't be zoche for some other person when it's causing a loss to all the other poor people. Okay, so that's Rav Chisda's assumption. But now they're going to say, Amar Amemar, Vitamar of Papa, either Amemar or of Papa said, you can't learn from here anything. Because Dilma Lohi, you could, now he's going to explain each one, why they would, basically why it wouldn't be a comparison. Each opinion could say, when it comes to the Tofes Lebal Chov, it would be the opposite of what they say here. So now, remember the opinions. Rabbi Eliezer said, Zachalo, right? Why does he say Zachalo? We assume because Hatofes lebal chov b'mkom shechav l'acherim kana. So now we're going to say no. Ad kan lo ka'amar Rabbi Elazar hatam. He only said it in the case of the poor, of the pe'ah. Why? Demigo. Okay. Now we have amigo. If you remember what amigo is, amigo means mitoch. What does it mean? Because you could have done something else. Therefore, we allow this. How does that work? 1 second. I just want to check one thing. Okay. So migo di e bain mifka luhu lenichse vahave ani vechazele. As if he wanted the owner of the property, if he wanted, he could have been mafkir the whole field. He could have said, this field isn't mine. Now, if he says that, what happens? Then he becomes poor because he has no property. He can be mafkir all of his property and become a poor person, and therefore he can be zoche to the property. So now, because of that, he can specifically... I'm confused, though, because the case I thought was a third person was taking it. So just 1 minute. I want to see one thing. Sounds like it's the owner of the field specifically that was zochet. that was mezakeh the ani.
It doesn't say specifically.
Right, it doesn't, but it sounds like in Bala Sadeh. Right, sounds. Yet the case they're giving here is, but they're saying that if. Now I realize. Here they're talking about the Bala of the Sadeh. The person, the random person who came along and said, I'm going to take this pay off for a poor person, if he wanted, he could have taken it for himself. And because of that, he could be Zoche. How could he have taken it for himself? Because even if he has money now, he could say, I'm mafkir all my nechassim, and then he could be Zoche himself. Since he didn't do that, but he could have done that, that allows him to be Zoche for somebody else. Whereas in a regular case of a Baal Chov, there's no such circumstance like that. There's no Migo like that. Okay? In other words, basically what they're saying is, it's not really a random person doing it for someone else, because in essence, he could actually do it for himself. And since he could do it for himself and he didn't do that, he has the rights to be Zoche for somebody else.
And that's what's accepted?
Do we hold by that? So who do we hold by? You can see there's a little letter, the Zayin, by Chachamim. So actually, we don't hold by that. Okay, we hold by Chachamim. But this is all trying to explain why Rabbi Elazar wouldn't say that this is a classic case of Hatofes Baal Chov b'mkom Shechav L'Acherim. Okay, so according to this, what would Rabbi Elazar say? That in this case, it works because there's a Migo, but in a case Shechav L'Acherim, in a regular Baal Chov case, it wouldn't work. Okay, that's what we're going to say about Rabbi Elazar. Right now, we're not talking Halacha L'Maaseh. We're just talking, is this Machloket the same Machloket about the Tofes Baal Chov? And the second thing we say is, okay, the second thing he wants to say is, aval hach, okay, ba'ad kan lo ka'amri rabbanan hatam, when chachamim say it here, they only say it in the pe'ah case because of a unique halacha by pe'ah. And not because, okay, remember, what did they say? You can't be tofes for the ani, right? So now they're going to say it's because there's a unique gzeret akatu by pe'ah that doesn't allow you to be zoche for the ani, but in a regular case, in theory, you could be. Okay, so now we basically neutralize the machloket and said that this machloket has nothing to do with tofes baal chov. These are unique halachot that relate to pe'ah. So what's his unique halacha? Dichtiv ela dichtiv lo tilaket la'ani. So now, what's this pasuk? It's not really read that way. Okay, I'll read you the whole pasuk and you'll see how the drasha works. Ubikurtzachem et tziratzachem lo techale pe'atzadcha, bikurtzacha, veleket kitzircha lo telaket, right? Don't collect, okay, I'm going to start explaining just from this part. Don't collect what's left in your fields, right? Lo telaket. La'ani ve'lager ta'azavotam. Right, you have to leave them for the ani and the gear. But now, what do they say? Lo tilaket la'ani. Okay, because the word lo tilaket comes right next to la'ani. So they learn from here, you can't collect for an ani. You can't collect for a specific poor person. Okay, you can see, by the way, why they would make a gzerat ha-ketuv about this. Because it's a little bit of an unfair advantage to one poor person over another, right? We want to make the whole idea of this is everybody's equal and everyone can have equal access to everything. And if someone else can come along and take for the poor person, it's kind of defeating the purpose of the halacha.
Except if you're
so
the poor bedridden person and you send, who sends you to get it for him.
Right. So that might be something different. First of all, that all depends. If we're talking about Atofes Baal Chov is only if you didn't send him. If he's your shaliach, it could be he could do it as your shaliach. But if you don't send him, then it could be more of an issue. So now, right. With Boaz and Ruth, did he specifically?
He just told her, go collect in my fields.
He told them to leave it for her. But that's different. It doesn't mean that they give
it, it.
Right. They just said to, he just said, don't collect it. Leave it for her. He didn't tell the poor people not to collect it, that it was designated for someone else. Okay, so
the gray area.
Right. Anyway, okay. Lo tilaket la'ani, lo tilaket lo la'ani. Aval hacha lo, right? But it wouldn't be relevant to regular tofes baal chov. For Rabbi Eliezer, hi lo tilaket my avilei. So what does he do with this drasha? Right? You could easily say he just doesn't darshan this because it's clearly not the pshat. But clearly they thought there was some sort of need to darshan it. Mibaile lahazhir la'ani al shelo. Okay, what's this for? That the ani has to give pe'ah himself. Lo tilaket la'ani is saying, la'ani, lo tilaket, don't collect the stuff in your own field. that you're supposed to give to the poor people. And as if you're poor, you have a field, but let's say not a great field, you don't have a lot of money, but it's the same concept we saw a few dapim ago about aniim needing to give tzedakah. Okay, now we're going back to the Mishnah. She'im yirtze shelo lazun et avdo, remember that? There was a whole machloket about is it zachin or chavin, right, when it comes to the eved. So Rabbi Meir said that it's the same for both the woman and the slave, that it's a chova. And the Chachamim said, no, it's definitely a zchut for the Eved, and therefore you can be zochah for him, and therefore if the owner changes his mind, emalasot, he can't change his mind, even if he didn't get the shtar shechur yet. And then they had a discussion, and they explained, right, why there's a difference. According to Chachamim, she'im yirtze shelo lazun et avdo rashai, right? It's not a chova because an owner, a master, does not need to support his eved if he wants to. He cannot give him food, okay? That's going to be our main topic right now, okay? So the first thing the Gemara is going to say is, shmat mina, we can infer from here, yachol harav lomar la'eved, asei imi ve'eni zancha. We can imply from what Chachamim said, right? Again, let's look very clearly at what Chachamim said. Chachamim said, Shim yirtze shelo lazun et avdo rashai, right? If he didn't want to support his eved, give him food, he doesn't have to. So we can infer from here that what? That if the Rav wants to, the Adon, what can he say? He can say, work for me and I'm not going to support you. In other words, I get all the proceeds and I don't have to give you food. So this is obviously a very difficult statement. How could you do that? And what we're going to see is, okay, you can look at the sheet. We're going to have five attempts to show other sources that say, that also agree to this. They're going to try to infer from sources, is it really true that he could say, aseimi ve'eni zancha? Okay, I'll already tell you that sources 1, 2, 3, and 4 are not going to be conclusive, that you can actually say this. Okay, in the end, we're going to disprove it. But source number 5 is actually going to imply that you can say to your Eved, Aseimi ve'eni zancha. Okay? So that's going to be our topic. So now, so the first one we're going to infer it from, right? In other words, first we're going to say we can infer from our Mishnah. Okay, that's the first source. So now they say, wait a minute. Ha chabamaya skinan, Da amar le same aseyadecha limzonotecha. So they say, no. When he said, if he doesn't want to support him, he doesn't have to, that's in the case where he says, I won't support you, but go take the proceeds. You can work. Whatever you work, you can sell and get money for and buy your food with that money. I'm not going to support you, but you can support yourself from, you know, let's say he's an Eved and he sews. You can sell your stuff and get money for it.
So it's not to his benefit then.
Right. So right. So then that's the whole question. So we're going to see. So now what do they say? So wait a minute. So now they say, dekavateka beisha. But then it would be the exact same thing as the woman, because with the woman also, we learned this in Ketubot, Da'amar lat sima se'adayach b'mzonotayich. And isha, mailo. So then why is it not the case for an isha? So what are the answer? Isha b'delo safka. There's two cases where you say tzima, or there's three cases where you say tzima se'adayach b'mzonotayich. And there's three possibilities of what could happen. Either you make enough to support yourself. That's the classic case, right? In other words, you make exactly the same amount as what you need to live on, okay? Or you don't make enough money to support yourself. Or you make more money, okay? So now we're going to talk about all these cases, okay? So the case of where you don't make enough money is b'delo sapka, okay? It means it's not maspik. The case we're going to see where you make more money is l'ha'adafa, okay? There's going to be odef. So what happens, obviously, in the case where you don't make enough to support yourself, does the adon have to, or the husband, have to pay you the extra money? Or, and what happens in the case where there's ha'adafa? Okay, so now what they're going to say is, and is there a difference in those cases between the woman and the eved? Right now we're assuming they're the same. If you say, right, then we're going to assume, obviously, then the eved gets his, you know, supports himself, and the woman supports themselves, and the maseyadayim don't go to the husband. That's if it's equal. But now they say, isha b'delo sapka. You're going to say that with the woman, when it's not enough, so obviously, in the woman's case, right, he has to provide her with mizonot. So if she can't support herself, then he has to pay the difference. So now they say, well, eved nami b'delo sapka. You should say the same for the eved. If he can't support himself, again, you're his adon, you're required to support him. And then they say, no, not. Why? Avda denom krese lo shavya lamari lamarte lamai mitabe. If an eved who can't fill his own stomach, he's not even worth enough to fill his own stomach, he can't work hard enough, right? He's an eved. The woman, she's not supposed to work necessarily. Her job is not to bring in money and to, right? But if the eved can't even make enough to support his own stomach, then what worth is he to his masters? And therefore, even though in theory you're supposed to support him, if he can't make enough to support himself, you don't have to support him. And that's why it's a chov for the eved, and it's not for the woman. Okay? Because in the end, I'm sorry, it's a zchut for the eved and not for the woman. Because a woman always gets mizonot, right? No matter what, even if she can't make enough money. Whereas the eved, in the case where he doesn't make enough money, he doesn't get mizonot. Okay? So now what have we seen? That you don't necessarily, you can't necessarily read this Mishnah as saying that the eved can just say, I get all your proceeds and I'm not going to support you, because we explained the Mishnah is talking about what?
The Eved or the Baal?
Sorry, the Baal. The Baal can't say, right, to the Eved, Aseimi ve'eni zancha, I'm going to get all your proceeds and I'm not going to support you. He can't do that. But what can he do? He can say, Tse ma'asei adecha b'mizonotecha, go work, you can take the proceeds and support yourself, and if it's not enough to support you, well, I don't have to make up the difference. Okay, because you're not worth it to me. Okay, you're not making me enough money. Okay, so that was the first source. So we didn't prove anything yet. Next source, Tashma. Remember, we're trying to prove that an adon can say that the reason why, you know, that, and that is here we're trying to prove from Chachamim's opinion that it's a zchut for the eved to be free because the husband doesn't need, the baal doesn't need, the owner doesn't need to support him. But we prove no, he does really need support him. Just in a particular case, you know, it wouldn't work out. So Tashma, here's another source. Eved shegalala are miklat. If an eved goes to an ir miklat, okay? By the way, this is, the first one was a Mishnah, the second one is a Braita, okay? And we're going to, the first three sources, right, I think the third one also, yeah. The first three sources are Tanaitic sources, after that they're going to learn from Amoraim. So eved shegalala are miklat, okay? He killed some of a shogek, he has to go to the ir miklat. Ein rabo chayav lezono. Okay, a master is not responsible to sustain it. The lo od ella, and not only that, shema se yadav l'rabo, and not only that, but all the proceeds of what he does goes to his master. Ah, here you have it, right? Shema mina yachol rab lamar la'eved asei imi ve'eni zancha. So they say no. Hacha b'mayaskinan, this is going to be very familiar. De amar lo tse masei yadav mizonotecha, right? He said, go work and support yourself. So then, obviously, the obvious question is, so what does it mean? What do you mean? It just said that the Adon gets the Masei Adayim. And we're saying it's a case where the Adon said, you keep your proceeds of what you do. So now what's going to be the answer, the opposite of the last case? It's talking about Laha Adafa. It's talking about, yes, yes, you're going to take all the proceeds of what you make, right, until the point where you can sustain yourself. Once you have basic sustenance, then I get whatever's extra. So when it says Maaseh Yadav L'Rabo in that Braita, it meant anything above what he makes to sustain himself. Everything above that goes to his master.
Why is his being in Ir Miklat relevant?
So we're going to see that.
Why is it relevant?
We're going to see that. It's going to be the Gemara's question. So wait up. The Gemara's going to ask that. Why is it relevant that this is an Ir Miklat? Because it would be the same anywhere. So first they say, we're going to see. So first they say, Ha'adapa Pshita. What do you mean? You don't need a Braita to specifically teach you the halacha of Ha'adapa. We know that. Obviously, the Eved, anything more than what he needs to sustain is going to go to the master. By the way, this is true for a woman also. So what do they say? Mau detema kevan dechi leitle lo yahivle ki ile nami lo lishkal mine kamash malan. You might have thought that what? That since b'delo safka, the opposite case, if he can't make enough to sustain himself, then the master doesn't need to support him. In which case, you might have thought that if he makes extra, he gets to keep the extra, because on days where he doesn't make enough to support himself, you might allow him to keep a little money in the bank, just so that on those days that he needs it, since no one else is supporting him, you might let him keep it for the days where he doesn't make enough money to sustain himself, where then he's going to be stuck. So the answer is no. That's why it has to teach you ha'adafa. And as ha'adafa in a woman is obvious, it's going to go to her husband, because when he says, she gets old. If she's stuck one day, he's always going to support her. But what?
I thought she got to keep it.
She doesn't get to keep the ha'adafa, because all her stuff belongs to her husband. She doesn't get to keep the extra. If Sima say Adachal Sanatecha, I think I'm pretty sure she doesn't get the Ha'adafa.
She keeps her Nichseisom Barzel.
Right. There's other things that she gets to keep, but otherwise all property, the stuff that she makes when she's married, goes to him.
But in essence, if a person, if they would say that you can either keep, if you can't support yourself, that's your problem, and if you keep the profits, then you wouldn't necessarily be an Eved.
What does it mean to be an Eved if you're right? It's a good question. What exactly makes him an Eved? But you have to remember also, technically speaking, he's an Eved Kanani until he gets freed. So if his Adon doesn't free him, he has the title of him of an Eved Kanani. Remember, once he gets freed, he becomes a Jew. So part of it is just a status issue, even if there's not major ramifications for what it means. Okay, so obviously there are ramifications now, because the extra is going to go to the owner. So now, Ruth's question. Umayshna lare miklat. What does this have to do with your miklat? Why specifically your miklat? Salkadata chamina bechai. Remember it says in your miklat, it says you're supposed to lanu shama rotzeach, etc. V'natza l'chad harima ele bechai. And he should be sustained, right? He should live. So what do we say? Avi lechiyuta tfei. You might have thought, because he's in your miklat, we're going to give him the ha'adafa to make sure he's able to sustain himself for the long term, right? It's like keeping stuff in your savings account, right? In other words, let him keep the ha'adafa so he can be sustained in this year miklat, because there's a special unique halach of sustaining the people who live in your miklat. And maybe the responsibility falls on the adon. So kamash malan, and therefore it teaches you, even in that case, the ha'adafa goes to the master, okay? So we're still in, okay, I just want to show you, I've made these the pages to kind of show you where we're up to here, okay? So you can follow inside, that we had this inference. We said, no, it's not true that it teaches us that you don't have to support your Eved at all, right? Because this, you could say it's a case of Tzema Sayedechem Zonotecha, and then we had all these questions about it, and we said, no, it's about Hadafa. And then we answered up all these questions that seemed to say, there'd be a problem with that. Now we're going to have another question. We're going back now, and we're saying, wait, you said that this is all about Tzema Sayedechem Zonotecha. Okay, now we're just three lines above the chart, the first chart at the bottom, in the middle there. So now we're going to say, wait a minute. You said that it's a case of Tzema Sayedechem Zonotecha. Now we're going to have a problem, because what you didn't look at was the whole Braita. You quoted me the first part of the Braita. Okay, what we're going to say is, you didn't look at the next part of the Braita. And then after we answer that up, we're going to say, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense because you didn't look at the last part of the Braita. Okay, so we're going to do it by levels. Okay, so first, V'hami dekatani seifa, it says after that, avalisha shegalta li'ir lare miklat, ba'ala chayabim zonoteha. Right? If a woman goes to the ir miklat, her husband has to sustain her. So if he has to sustain her, what does that mean? Michlal de lo amrala. Right? It must mean that he didn't say, because if he did, then he wouldn't need to support her, right? So if it says, and let's remember, this is why I set it up. Case number one, case number two in the Braita, right? The Eved first, and then the woman. Now, if the woman's case is that the husband has to give her a zonot, it must mean that he didn't say the words, Sima Sayadayach Mzonotayach, right? Which means that if they're comparing the case of the Eved and the case of the Isha, what's true, the facts about the case aren't going to be different. If he didn't say Tzima Zayadayach Mzonotayach to the woman, then he obviously didn't say it to the Eved. Like, it wouldn't make sense to say that one case was Da'amar Lo and the second case is De'lo Amar Lo. You follow? Okay? So therefore, since the second case must be where he didn't say Tzima Sayadach Mzonotayach, the first case must also not be. And if the first case isn't Tzima Sayadach Mzonotayach, then what is it? It proves that if he wants to, we could just say, I'm not supporting you. Okay? So now, Diamar La Ba'ala Amai Chayav, right? Because if he said, take your Mzonot, right? If the husband said to her, go work and support yourself, then obviously he's not chayav b'mzonoteh. Umi d'seifa de lo amrala, resha nami lo amrala, right? That's what they're saying, like I said. If you, the seifa is a case where he didn't say it, then the resha also must be a case where he didn't say it. So they say, no. Lo olam de amrala. You could explain it that he did say it. Okay, now, v'isha, what are we going to say now? Just like we said before, he really did say it. And what's the difference between the Eved and the Isha? In which case is there a difference? Bidelo sapka, right? It's where she didn't have enough money to support herself, in which case, it's both of them, the Eved and the woman, they worked, they made their own, you know, they sustained themselves, but not enough. They didn't have enough money. So in the case of the woman, the husband has to support her. In the case of the Eved, he doesn't have to support him. Okay? So that's the second chart, although you can see it's crossed out because we're going to reject it. Okay, if you look at the second chart, right, so then you say, both cases are da'amar lo and da'amar la, that he says, sima se'edecha b'mzonotecha, and both also he says it to the woman, and the difference is that it's b'delo sapka, and that's why the woman gets, the Eved doesn't. Because remember we said an Eved who can't even do that is not worth anything. But now they say, wait a minute, v'hami dekatane seifa, but you didn't look at the last line of that brayta. What does it say there? V'im amar la, sima se'edayach b'mzonotayich, rashai. All of a sudden, what does it say at the end? But if he were to say to her, sima se'edayach b'mzonotayich, he'd be allowed to. So what's the obvious inference from there? Michlal deresha, right, which really doesn't mean the resha, it means the emsa, right? The middle case is delo amar la, right? Obviously then, if it says, well, if he were to say this, it means obviously until now we weren't talking about that he said it. So now we reject that the middle case is da'amar la, so it can't be, okay? And that can't be. So now they say, no. We can explain it still, okay? If you look at the third chart on the page, it is going to be da'amar la, but what's going to be the difference? Hachi kamar. Be'im maspeket ba'amar la, tzima zeyatayne b'mzonotayich, rashai. Okay, so now they're going to say, okay, they don't say all the words, but what do they obviously mean? The middle case is a case where it wasn't enough, like we said before, right? In other words, the first two cases, the Eved can't support himself, well, too bad. The Adon doesn't have to pay. The woman can't make it herself, the husband has to pay. Third case is, the man said, and she supported herself fully. In that case, he doesn't have to pay. Okay, he could say, okay, well, I'm not responsible for you anymore. So now they say, misapeket my lamemra. What's the chiddush in saying that he could say, go work, support yourself, there's a great line, get ready for it. What's the chiddush in saying that the husband can say, you go support yourself, do your own thing, and make your own money, and, you know, I don't have to be involved. So why? What's the chiddush? There is a chiddush because ma'u detema kol kvoda ba melech pnima kamashma. It's actually kol kvoda ba melech pnima kamashmalan. You might have thought that he's not allowed to say it because the woman's place is in the house and she shouldn't be out working and supporting herself, and therefore you might have thought he can't say that to her. Kamashmalan that he can. Okay, so I knew you'd like that one. Okay, at least the Gemara ends up saying that she can actually go work. Okay, that was source number two. We're in the end. We didn't prove because as long as we can explain that these cases are tzema seyedecha mzonotecha, then we can't prove that he can just say blanket out. I get all your proceeds. You get nothing. Okay, source number three. Now we're going to suggest that maybe there's a machloket tanaim about whether you can do this. Okay, and maybe that's the issue. Lema kitanai, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, Yachol ha'eved lomar l'rabo b'shnei batzoret. If there's a drought. Okay, and there's not a lot of food. The Eved could say to his Adon, right? Obviously, the Adon's not supporting him. He doesn't have anything to support him with. So what can the Eved go and say to him? O Parnaseni, either support me, O Hotzeni Lechirut, or free me. The Chachamim Omrim, Harishut Biyad Rabo. Chachamim say that the Adon can just say, right? I think this means that he could just say, I'm not supporting you at all. Right, he could just say.
The right to decide whether to keep them free.
Right. What?
I don't have to let you go free.
Right. I don't have to let you go free. You can live with me, and I just won't support you. So, what does it sound like? My love, v'hal kamiflege. Is this not the machloket? Demar Savar, the second guy, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Chachamim, who say harishut b'yad rabo, say yachol. He can say, tough luck. I'm not supporting you. Umar Savar, eino yachol. And the other guy says he can't. So now they say, v'tizbara, is that really what you think this is talking about? Hi, O Parnaseni, O Hotzeni L'Chirut. Look carefully at the words. What did it say? Either support me or free me. What should it have said? O Parnaseni, O Tenli Ma'aseya Dai B'Parnasati Mibayele. right? If that's what this issue was about, it would have been, let me have my own proceeds, because if the whole thing we're saying is he doesn't have to give him, right? He can say, asei mi ve'eni zancha, then the other opinion is, no, he's not. No, he gets his, the owner can't get his proceeds. So, one second. Okay, ve'od, and another question is, my shna b'shnei batzoret, just like Ruth asked in the other one, what's unique about the Yer Mikla? What's unique about the shnei batzoret? This should work in any case. Ela hacha b'maya skinan, so it must be a case like this. Da amar lo tse ma'aseh adecha limzonotecha, u'b'shnei batzoret lo sapek. We keep going back to the same answers, right? That in the end, what's he saying? He did say, tse ma'aseh adecha limzonotecha, but it wasn't enough for him. So now what happens? Rashbag savar, o parneseni, o hutsieni lechirut, ki hechi dechazi le'inshei umarachamin alai. That's... What does he say? Go free me so the people will have rachmanut on me. If they see I work for you, then I'm your responsibility. But if they see me on the street, then they'll take care of me. So basically, he's saying there's a drought now. I have nothing to eat. You got to free me so I can live. Rabbanan savre, man de merachem, abnei chare, a'evin nami rechume merachem. People will have rachamim on anybody. Even if they see that this person can't support their slave, they'll have rachmanun on him just like they would have rachmanun on other people. By the way, what Rashbag is really saying is not just what I said about the Adon, but it's also that he's not Jewish. That's the idea. He's an Eved. You know, they treat Avedim differently, but once he gets freed, he becomes a full-fledged Jew, and then people will have rachmanun on him. Whereas the other guy says, no. People, thankfully, have rachmanun on all living people, not just on...
If you support the slave, then it doesn't look good for the Baal.
Yeah, it definitely reflects poorly on him if he can't support. But also, it's a Shnei Batzoret, and as everyone knows, things are rough now. So in the end, what do they say? They wanted to show that this machloket had to do with, could he say, asei mi ve'eni zancha? And in the end, they say, no, this machloket has to do with something totally different, not related to our sukkah. Next case, Tashma, da Amar Rav. Now again, we're going, I told you, after three, we're going to now skip the Tanaitic. We couldn't learn it from the Tanaitic sources. Now we're going to learn it from Divrei Amoraim. Amarav, hamakdish yidei avdo, oto ha'eved loveh ve'ochel ve'oseh u'poreah. If you say that all the proceeds that come from this eved are going to go to Hekdesh, now what happens? So that eved, in order to be sustained, what does he have to do? He can borrow money, buy food with that money, loveh ve'ochel. How does he pay back the money? Then he works and pays back the money. We're going to get to later, how can he, if all his proceeds go to Hekdesh, how can he possibly work? We're going to see that soon. So what do you learn from here? Shema mina, yachol harav lamar la'eved, asei mi b'eni zancha, nechon? Clearly, the Eved's not getting food from the Adon. And the ma'asei yadayim are going to the Adon, basically, what does it mean? Because the Adon has rights to them, because he said they're Hekdesh. He has the rights to say they're Hekdesh. If they don't belong to him, then he can't make them Hekdesh, right? You can only make Hekdesh. I can't take your property and say your house is Hekdesh. I can only do it to my own. So if the Eved owns the rights to his Ma'aseh Adayim because he's not getting sustained, then the Adon can't be Makdish them. So here, what does it clearly imply? They go to the Adon because the Ma'aseh Adayim go to the Adon despite the fact that he's not supporting him. So what does this mean? Hacha b'mayaskinan b'malelo mizonot. It must be... Right, this is going to reject this diuk we tried to say because he is sustaining him. Okay, it can't be he can't sustain him at all. He is sustaining him. So ihachi lamai love ochel. Right, so then what's he borrowing money for in order to eat if he's getting food from the Adon? Didn't it right seem to be very clear he wasn't getting sustained? La adafa for extra. Okay, he wants a little extra food. He's not getting enough from his Adon. As he's getting enough, right? What's enough? Right, everyone knows there's a base level of food, and this guy wants more. So now they say, Valema le Hekdesh, obviously Hekdesh doesn't talk, but they mean the treasurer of the Beit HaMikdash should say to him, Ad hashta sagi lecha b'lo ha'adafa. Hashta nami tiske lecha b'lo ha'adafa. Why doesn't he say to him, look, you used to work without getting the ha'adafa. Why all of a sudden now do you need the ha'adafa? In other words, you don't need to play games here and figure out a way to be able to sell your Hekdesh, your Ma'aseh Adayim, which really should be Hekdesh, and pay back this loan to eat more food. You should manage without the extra food. So they say, no. Hekdesh gufay nichale. It's actually good for the Hekdesh if he eats ha'adafa. Why? Ki hechi delishbach avdei. The Hekdesh would prefer that he be in a better physical state, because if he's in a better physical state, he eats more food, he'll be able to produce more. If he's able to produce more, Hekdesh will get more stuff. So it's in the best interest that he eat a lot of food, and therefore we allow him to do this. Okay? It's all very pragmatic, right? How can we have him be more efficient? Okay. So that basically explains, this was all to say, right? It sounded like a case where the Adon wasn't supporting him. It sounds like he doesn't have to support him at all. We answered, no. He is supporting him, and the issue that he's borrowing the money for is just for the extra. Okay. So again, we can't prove anything. Now they're going to ask a question that we saw right away, which is, Oseu Porea, kama kagishle. How could he possibly work and then pay back the loan based on what he worked? Everything he works, right, kama, each time he makes something, it's going to immediately go to Hektesh. So how can he pay back the loan based on that? So what do they answer? B'pachot pachot mishava pruta. Every time he does a little bit of work, earns less than something that's a shava pruta, because Hektesh is only chal on something that's worth something. So he makes teeny bits, you know, like half a shekel each time, and then he pays back each time. He pays back the lova immediately that, or I don't know if he has to pay him back right away, but at least he can make the money right away without it having to go to Hektesh. You know, I think it's, right, and then he's probably porea right away. He just keeps giving them lova kesef, right? It's hard to imagine how this would really work out so well. Okay. Now we're going to say, we're going to give a chizuk to the fact that we've explained the case in this manner. Remember, how do we explain the case? That the Eved really is getting food from the Adon, and he just wants some more. So now, hachinami mistabra. Why? Because now we're going to see another statement of Rav, okay? So here on the chart at the bottom, I put the two cases of Rav, and we're going to see how they work out. De'amar Rav, Rav says elsewhere, ha-makdish yidei avdo, same kind of case, right? Your makdish yidei avdo, oto ha-eved, oseh ve-ochel. Oh, what does that mean? Right? He gets to work and eat based on his work. Sounds like, right, against what he says here, right? And now, why is he allowed to eat? De'ilo avda, if he doesn't work and eat based on that, mam palachli, who's gonna give him food? Right? She's going to have no way to live. So now, what are they going to assume here? What's the difference between the two cases? Right? Remember, what were we trying to prove? That the first case was a case where he actually sustained him. So what are they going to say? The difference between the two cases is, in the first case, like we said earlier, he sustained him. He gave him food. He just didn't give him the hadafa. In the second case, he didn't give him any food, and that's why, what happens in this case? If he doesn't give him food, what's going to be the halacha? The eved is going to be able to work for his food, right? In which case, the Adon has no rights to his Masei Yadayim. So when he was Makdish, his Masei Yadayim, nothing happened, right?
Up to a certain point.
Up to Ha'adafa. Only the Ha'adafa will be Hektesh, but the main part won't be Hektesh, and that's why he's allowed to be Osev Ochel. So that's the distinction they're going to make. You can see it down in the chart also. The first one is Ma'alel HaMezonot, and the second is Lo Ma'alel HaMezonot. Okay, so now they're going to say, right? If you're going to explain it, that the first case he gave him food, and he can't say, right, right? And the second case is, and the second case is that you're not ma'ale lo mezonot, okay? And therefore, shapir, that would work well. Now they're going to reject the other option. If you want to say that the first case was he's not giving him his own note, and then what would you infer from there? What we were trying to infer, which is, Yachol lomar eini zancha, right? Asei mi ve'eini zancha, work for me, but I'm not going to support you. De'ilo avda mam palechle. It doesn't make sense to say then, if he doesn't work, who's going to support him? Man debayin iflache. If this guy's getting no, if all his proceeds are going to the Adon, and the Adon's not supporting him, well then, obviously, he's allowed to come up with, somebody will help support him. In other words, he has a, right? I guess, in other words, he has no means of support. So it doesn't make sense to ask that question. So, el alav shmamina, eino yachol shmamina. So it must be, like we said before, that eino yachol. Okay, last case. We're finally going to have a case where we're going to prove that you could say, yachol omar seimi vein zencha. Tashma, da'amar Rabbi Yochanan. Let's say someone comes into my house and somehow they chop off my Eved's hand. Now, what does he have to do? He has to pay damages. So, notain shivto v'refuato l'rabo. What's shivto? Shivto is the amount of money that he now, right, he lost from not working, from not being capable of working. Refuato were his medical bills. So now the medical bills and the shevet go to his adon. Boto eved nizom minat tztaka. And that eved gets supported by tztaka. So shema mina, what do you learn from here? If the proceeds, right, what's the shevet? The shevet is in place of his work. So if the work money that he's now not getting is going to the adon, and the eved gets supported from tztaka, what do we see? That the adon can take his proceeds and doesn't have to pay him. So here's our good proof. So now they say, Shema mina, yachol harav lomar le'eved, asei mi beni zancha. So they say, no, ha'acha b'maya skina b'male lo mizono. No, it's talking about where he gives a mizono. So we ha'achi amay nizom minat tztaka. So then why is he getting supported from tztaka if it's male lo mizono? So then they say, So then they say, la'adafa, right? It was for extra. So then they say, wait a minute. Ihachi nizon. Nizon sounds like you get sustained, right? It should say mitparnes mibayile. If you're talking about extra, then the words don't match, because nizon means you get basic sustenance. Litparnes means you get extra parnasa, extra stuff. So therefore they say it must be nizom minat tztaka, you get your basic sustenance, and therefore it proves elalav shma mina yachol shma mina. Okay, it proves from here that he really could say the asein mi vein izancha. Okay? So now we're just going to ask a question about understanding this a little better. But we basically finished so we have five sources. The first four we did not succeed in proving it, but from the last one we actually succeeded in proving that you can say, at least from some of the, one source proves from Rabbi Yochanan that you could say asein mi vein izancha. Amar mar, notein shivto refuato l'rabo. So now shivto pshita, right? Shivto, we understand why he gets, because that's his masei adayim, again, according to what we just learned, that he could take the masei adayim and not support him. But refuato, itzrichale. Refuato didehu, debai itzuyebe. In other words, what do you mean with the refuato, right? It should go to the eved to pay for his doctor's bills. What does it mean it's going to the adon? It doesn't go to the adon, it goes to the eved and it pays for his doctor's bills. So they say, look, tzricha, you need it for a particular case. They thought he would need 5 days of tipulim, let's say, okay? 5 days of doctor's visits. And they did it, right? So they took money for 5 days, but in the end, the doctor's bills only cost them 3 days worth because they gave him a very strong drug and he got cured much quicker. So now what happens? The extra money, from what I understand here, it turns into money of tsa'ar, another gets to keep the extra money anyway because of the suffering he went through. So, ma'u ditema tzara didehu. You might have thought, well, who suffered, right? The Eved himself gets for the tzar. Kamash malan. From here we learn that it goes to the adon. Okay, we're going to stop here because the next thing is already a new thing, but what it's going to do, you'll see for tomorrow when you learn, is that where they're going to start, at least here, on... There was a back and forth between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim in the Mishnah, right, about Zachin and Chavin and whether it's a Chov or a Zchut. So now they're going to give another source, a Tanaitic source, which has a more expanded version of the back and forth between them about this issue of is it a Chov or is it a Zchut. Shabbat Shalom.